Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. So today we are starting a three-part series on automation. Now, automation is a complete game changer when it comes to scaling your business and saving you time and making things easier for everybody, not just for you, but also for your clients and also for your team, actually. So let's talk about it. In today's session, we are going to discuss lead generation and how we can automate lead generation. In our next session, we are going to be talking about nurturing. How can we automate the nurturing part of what we do in marketing? And then sales. How can we automate sales and onboarding? That is part three. So let's just dive straight in here and talk about automating lead generation. Now, before I dive into different ways that you can automate, I just want to make sure that you know that there are lots of other non-automated ways to generate leads, actually. And we're not talking about those today because in business, you're often going to be spending time or money outside of automation. And there are lots of ways that you can use time to generate leads that we are not going to cover today. So this is not an all-inclusive, this is how we generate leads session. This is a how do we generate leads in a way that is automated kind of way, which means we do it once and we get leads again and again and again from doing that thing once. So number one is Facebook ads to an instant form. So Facebook ads to an instant form. Now, this is the best, in my opinion, way to generate leads in terms of bang for buck, not having to spend heaps of time on this. It works. You can monitor it. You can really check your results. You know exactly what's happening. For me, I always am using Facebook and Instagram, so Meta ads all the time. Like there is a constant stream. The tap is always on generating leads for my business, and that's what I recommend for my clients. Now, that might be, you know, $3 a day or anything up to some of our clients spend hundreds of dollars a day on this. So it doesn't matter what your budget is, but just having the tap trickling on is the best way. So if you're not doing podcasts or you're not doing collaborations or you're not doing any of these other things to get visibility to people that you don't know, get out to a cold audience, then Facebook ads are an incredible way to do that. They have been for a long time and they still are. There is really great ROI, return on investment from running Facebook ads. If you know what you're doing, or you can get someone to set them up for you, it's a really great tool. So that is number one. What we do for this is to set up a Facebook ad, a conversion ad for leads that runs to a freebie that we are offering. So most often this is our Seven Systems CEO framework. A lot of you will already have that. If you don't, it's annaliseborne.com/seven systems. And that is the basis of everything that we talk about here. It's our seven systems that we need in our business, all of us, that we can base our business off. It's all the components we need for a successful, sustainable, profitable business and how to get there with questions so that you customize it for your business. So that is something that's super valuable that really, really helps people. That is what we offer for free in exchange for email addresses in our ads and off our ads, like just now. Take that as, you know, as an example. But this is not automated. I'm on a podcast, right? I have to sit here and do this. So yes, it's automated in a way that lots of people will continue to listen to this over the years, but not automated in that I control that unless I run ads to it. So that is a really great way to do that. What happens is people see the ad, they click on the form, they fill out their details, and they are automatically linked in through our CRM, our automation software, which we run and we sell to people like you and to businesses all around the world, any service-based businesses. And it's called Freeceo. So you probably heard me talk about it before. It's freeceo.tech to have a look at it. There's a free trial if you would like to check it out. And it is incredible all-in-one marketing, sales, and client management software. So everything I'm going to talk about today, you can use with Freeceo, or you can use with your own software or a combination of different softwares if you don't have Freeceo or if you're not interested in it. So this is not all about Freeceo. You can do all of these things with that, but you can do this with whatever you are using. So don't tune out now that you hear that, you know, we have software, if you didn't know that already. When we got started in business, you know, 6+ years ago, I was duct taping all of the freebies together, MailChimp and, you know, whatever I could find that could work together. Inevitably, there'd be something that I wanted to do that didn't work. And so I'd start paying for things and then I'd be using all of these different paid softwares and it just got really messy. So that is why I decided to take Freeceo outside of just our internal marketing agency, using it internally and sell it to others so that it just makes the whole tech thing a bajillion times easier. Anyway, let's come back to automation. So another way that you can generate leads with automation is through a pop-up on your website, because this is automated because you don't have to do it all of the time, right? It just is there. It works based off people's IP addresses. So if you don't want it to show up to the same person, you know, every time they visit your website, it doesn't have to. You get to choose the settings of when something pops up on your website or not. And I know this is quite an antiquated in terms of digital technology kind of thing to talk about. And I know a lot of people hate pop-ups, but I just want to say they really still do work. And they might even work more now because lots of people aren't using them. But pop-ups definitely still work. You do need a really catchy headline, but pop-ups are something that you can consider, even if it's on certain pages of your website, to collect email addresses. Anything actually on your website can act as an automated way to build your list. So that is what we're talking about here in terms of lead generation. I might talk a little bit more specifically in a moment about moving them to like warmer leads, because people who join your email list might not necessarily be warm buyers and you might not call them leads. So they might be on your email list, but that might be cold leads, whereas you're only calling leads someone who's applied for a consultation or, you know, has taken that kind of next step. So it really depends on in your business what you classify as a lead. I classify anything on my email list a lead, but yes, it is a cold lead unless they opt into something else like a strategy call or something like that. They're not hot leads, but they're still leads. In my opinion, you need to determine in your business what that is. So anything on your website that is calling people to subscribe to your email list or book a call is a form of lead generation. So for me, for example, I have a button top right-hand corner of my website that invites people to book a strategy call. That generates leads for me. It's prominent, but it could be anything on your blog post. It could be anything anywhere on your website saying, here are my freebies. So let's add that to the list, because anytime you do that, you're only going to be doing that once on your website and you're going to leave it. The next thing, the fourth way that we can automatically generate leads is in your podcast outro. Now, I saw a massive increase in my lead generation, in people, warm leads booking calls with me when I changed my podcast outro to invite people to do that. So I now let people know how to book a call with me quite straight up about that in the outro. And I consciously have spoken more about that in different places over the last maybe 3 months. And I have seen a definite correlation between having that call out on my podcast outro and not. So if you have a podcast, consider adding it in to your outro, even if it's just what you say as the last thing, rather than, you know, putting it into the music, is inviting people either onto your email list or to book a call, whatever that is. But remember that the people listening to your podcast have hung out with you for a while, and so they are potentially ready for that next step. So don't be afraid to call out and invite people for a consultation or whatever that next step is for you in your podcast outro. All right, same, similar goes for if you have a book. So this is number five. If you have a book, do not forget that you have an incredible opportunity there to generate leads. A lot of people really miss out on this and they don't include it. A lot of people don't include it. I've got quite a few clients that are writing books or have written books. And this is something to consider. Strongly, strongly consider, how can I grow my email list from my book? The way that you can do this is to invite people into to additional resources. So maybe it is an audio component that kind of links in with what you're doing. Maybe it is some templates or some tools or, you know, a checklist, something that is complementary to the book that will support what you're writing, but that isn't included in the book. And that way you are forever and a day, while people are reading your book and buying your book and sharing your book, going to be generating leads from that one thing that you did one time. So please, 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 if you are considering writing a book, make sure you put this in your outline. Make sure you include it. Too many people are missing out on this opportunity when, you know, writing a book's a really big deal. You don't do this kind of thing every day. So really make sure that you leverage it. All right. Something a little bit more simple for number six is in your LinkedIn bio. Again, I see a lot of people not linking directly to something that they need to exchange an email for. So in my LinkedIn bio, you will see that there is my 7 systems guide there. There is probably also, depending on the time of year, other opportunities to join the email list, whether through a masterclass or a business bootcamp or something like that. Make sure that you link directly to those value opportunities in your LinkedIn bio. Please, 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 because your LinkedIn bio is on your social media platform. You don't own your social media platform. We want to move people off social media and onto our email list. We want to be friends with them. We want to have their information so that if Instagram or Facebook or whatever other platform it is goes down, that these people have direct contact with you. You have direct contact with them outside of this platform that you could be booted off at any time. Like me, around 2 years ago, I was scrolling one day, totally just got logged out of Instagram, was never able to log in again. Goodbye, you know, thousands of posts, goodbye, thousands of followers, goodbye, all of these conversations. Just in an instant, I applied and applied and applied to gain that back, and to no avail, they ignored everything. So I had to start a new one. Don't just put your eggs in your Instagram basket or Facebook or whatever it is. Make sure that you're diversifying. All right, number 7 is in your banner on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever other platform you can have a banner. We can put text on those banners that talk to people around what to do next. So maybe that is book a call. Maybe it is download my freebie. Sometimes we can't put text, we can't put a clickable link there. You could put a QR code depending on what platform it is, whether it's a mobile platform or not. You can also on Facebook in the comments put the actual link there as well so that people don't have to type it out. Use that real estate. When people are going to your Facebook page, if they're going there, it's because they've really tried to get there. Facebook pages these days are quite difficult to actually land on. And because we don't get a lot of traction with our posts on Facebook, our Facebook page posts, I mean. And the same with LinkedIn, right? If people are going over to your profile, it's because they're interested. So really take advantage of the real estate there to link to whatever it is you want to link to and invite people to take that next step with you and become a lead. All right. Number eight, another great one that involves social media is to have some sort of autoresponder that you can use to speak to people on your behalf, like a chatbot, to get emails from your list. Clearly I need some water. To get your emails from your audience. So for example, maybe in one of your social posts, you've said, DM me the word systems. And if they DM you the word systems, you've got that built in, that you have that that chat that is instigated based on that word, that will then, you know, ask them some questions that are relevant to get some information, to get their email list, so that people don't have to go on over to your website. They can simply sit in the platform where they were and they can be happy to do that. And you can do that. You can also do this with SMS. So you can invite people to text a certain number. So you can say, I want you to text the word, and one of my clients does this, I want you to text the word connect to this phone number. When they do, the automation is set up in the back end of the CRM. And when those words are received, again, certain text messages are sent to say, okay, great, what is your email address? Or whatever the case based on what you're trying to do here, but don't be afraid to use that as well. So if you think chatbot and you think, oh my goodness, like that's, that sounds weird, that's spammy. A lot of people are using it now. They are a lot better. You can do this without getting really complicated. You don't have to have full conversations. You can just use it as a lead generation tool, an automated lead generation tool. All right, number nine. We can ask for referrals or forwards in your emails. So, for example, the other day I got an email saying, if this email has been forwarded to you, then click here to subscribe if you love this type of content. That again is a one and done. You put that on the bottom of your emails. If you're generating really great content and you're sharing podcasts or you're sharing great stories and your emails that you're sending to your list are really valuable, people are going to share them, especially if you're tugging on people's emotions and you're inspiring them and you're telling stories, people are going to forward that email. And so take advantage of that real estate and call out and say, if you want to subscribe, do it here. You will get leads from that. If you are sending great emails, you will get leads from that. Another way that you can put this on the bottom of something is on the bottom of your blog. Have a standard template on the bottom of your blogs that says, you know, you would see it on the end of this podcast in the show notes. You'll see there's something that says want more, and then there's a few links there. You can do the same thing on your blog, on your podcast. Really think about your sign off and the call to action and the one or two places that you want to send people in order to gain leads. All right, last one is to sponsor events or other businesses. So when we do this, that again is a one and done, and they will be promoting you for you. You are hands off. So you say, great, I want to sponsor this event, or I want to sponsor this business and do a collaboration with them. And they are going to be promoting you on your behalf. Now, yes, this one is going to, you're going to have to be really selective around the types of businesses that you choose. It's really opportunity based, but it can be a really great way to not be having to think about your lead generation and have that extra line in the water. The benefit of this is that when you choose someone that is has a high trust with their audience, then that trust automatically rubs off on you. And that means that these people are not seeing you cold. They're seeing you through the eyes of this other relationship that they have. So it can be a really great way to generate high quality leads that are ready to take action. So again, what you determine is a lead is up to you, whether that's someone that's on your email list or someone that has, you know, a little bit further along, who has actually replied to something or who's booked a consultation or has opted in for something else, who's purchased something that's smaller than your high ticket products. So think about what you're going to classify as a lead and really know in advance the pathway that you want people to take, because people need to be aware of us before they're going to actually consider what we have to offer before they take action. And so we need to be really clear on when people are cold, the doorways that they might take to come into our business. So whether that is listening to a podcast or finding us on a blog or actually just opting straight into our email list, or whether from there, the steps that they're going to take is the next one, then that they're hanging out with you on a masterclass. Is it that they are listening to your podcast and that they're a regular listener? Is it that they then opt in to a strategy call? There are so many options. And from the time that you generate the lead, the initial lead, when someone first comes into contact with you and shares some of their information with you, then there is going to be a nurturing process. And guess what? We can automate that nurturing process as well. So let's talk about that next week. For now, I want you to really think about simplifying your lead generation. What is one way that you can do this and do it well and have it on autopilot in a way that you can measure the results? Because if we try and be in too many different places at the start, we're not going to know which thing that we're doing is actually making the impact. So choose one pathway, nail it in, dial it down, make sure you optimize it, get great results from that one thing before you add in other things. If you're up to the refining stage, incredible. Have a look at the data, think about where you might want to pivot or kind of, you know, double down on and go from there. All right, everyone, have a wonderful rest of week and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarren.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.